Now, we're told here that this man goes to prayer. In verse 2, then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. We've seen him in prayer before as he spread a letter before the Lord. Now in verse 3, and he said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. This is a time when a man can weep, by the way. I wept. I'm sure this man whose letter I referred to wept. You're bound to at a time like that. And this man wept sore, and he prayed to God, and on the basis of his life. And in that day, under the Old Testament rule, which was the Mosaic law, this man had a good reputation before God. We're told in 2 Kings 18:5 concerning Hezekiah, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. So this man stands out as an outstanding man. He's not boasting when he made that claim. Now, God heard his prayer. Verse 4, then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I've seen thy tears. Behold, I'll add unto thy days 15 years. Now God did hear and answer his prayer. And he did it for the sake of David, we're told here, for the sake of David thy father. Well, that's not the basis today God hears and answers our prayer. The Lord Jesus put it like this in John 16:23-24. And in that day, and that's this day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, and your joy may be full. Now, we can go to God in the name of Christ today, to our Heavenly Father, with our prayer. And if it's his will, if it pleases the Lord Jesus, if it's in his name, and my friend, a prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus is not necessarily just adding a tag on the end of your prayer in Jesus' name. And however, I believe that. I think it should be there. I don't like the prayers I'm hearing today by good men who just break off. In fact, they just say amen. Somebody said the other day they couldn't get their hands folded and eyes closed when I start praying on the program. Well, when I hear these men pray, I can't open them in time. They're already doing something else. I think a prayer should be made in Jesus' name. But when you pray it in Jesus' name, it means thy will be done. It means that it's to please him. Sometimes he'll heal you. Sometimes he won't. He's the one. And therefore, this man here came on a little different basis.